like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roy Masters. Welcome again. It's my 56th year on radio. And perhaps you can hear my voice is not as young as it used to be. But there's a jolly old Roy right behind that. So bear with me. I may have a little cold right now, but I'm going to do my show anyway, if you can bear it. As I said the other day, have you noticed that the world in general is run by most imbeciles, dictators, bureaucrats of all kinds, and such inferior types slide easily, most naturally, into positions of authority and power? So once firmly entrenched, they begin to eat away at the vitality of democracy while living high on the hog themselves. That is a précis of the subject matter I'd like to take on. The number is 800-866-8883. And I want to remind my regular listeners that if this program does not come at 6 o'clock West Coast time, weekdays, and refeeds, also following it right away, then the station puts it somewhere else and buries it somewhere, if you don't mind me saying so. But it's there, and it's hard to find. So I suggest we make, if that is pleasing to you, if you have an Android or the other one, which I forget which, iPhone, yes, Android and iPhone, you can download an app, or you just go to the website, FHU.com, FHU.com, and you'll see, listen to Roy Masters, or Live, and an archives. And the archive plays all the time until the next day, the next evening, where the show begins again. And you can listen to it any time you want. You can listen to the refeed right away if you want to. So let's make the Foundation of Human Understanding website, FHU.com, the place to go if the station doesn't give this program following the program from three to six. Ours always begin from 6 and goes on to 9 o'clock in the evening, p.m. That's West Coast time. All right. Now, did you like the Pope here? Are you enjoying it all day long and all evening long? Maybe I don't see what you see in it. I have no terrible interest in the typical philosophy with the teacher. And then you could say to yourself, well, what are you? I'm not a teacher. I'm a person that a good Christian is alone, without words, is a radiant presence of the ever-present God. And his touch heals. His speech enlightens. It means it reminds you, he or she, for that matter, the where it's coming from is an important thing. It's not coming from the intellect. It's not a mechanical learning process. So you cannot have a teacher. Roy Masters is not a teacher. Now you say, well, what the hell is it? Or the hell or heaven is it? Well, it's hard to say. I have to either be present in the flesh and say as little as possible, but say it and be it. and extend an energy field, which can happen through the radio, by the way. Or you can come to my Sunday morning conversations and let me help you overcome your problems. You don't really need to, because Sunday morning, you'll see that all you need a watch, FHU.com, go there, and then you'll see what Christianity means. You'll see it. You see it, people getting healed, really healed. And even on the radio program right now, you hear people calling saying, I don't know what I've done without you.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, let me, having said what I said at the opening, that I'm not a teacher. So if I'm not a teacher, what am I? I don't teach. I live it. So I'm going to live, or let live, words come through me onto paper, in books, and arrange themselves in a very special way. But especially, it is essential on the radio to have a certain presence. There's an ever-present present. There's two kinds of presences. One is the present that the animal experiences, time present. Then there's the timeless presence. There's a timeless presence and a time present. An animal has one of these. A human being has both of them. You have time present for your body to exist in this world as a mortal person, and hopefully reacting in such a way, or acting but not reacting. See, I changed the tone and the concept. Not reacting, but acting from a prompting from within. And it's a difference between the intellectual person who studies their religion and can speak it like a parrot, or a person who is, you know, like a person on the stage, an actor on the stage. All the world is phony. I don't think Shakespeare said it quite like that, but all the world, the stage, the men and women, and that's it, merely actors. And that goes for every religion, except in that religion for a few. But they go to church because it is like God's house, so a lot of people tell me. But it really isn't. I had a friend of mine, he passed away. He never got what I was trying to share with him, but he liked me. And I was on his radio station for many, many years, but he's passed away. And he didn't do that well. But he was a decent person, but decent doesn't do it. So he was a Catholic, and he says to me, Roy, why don't you, he was staying at my house. And he says, I'd like to go to Mass. I said, well, why don't you just come with me? I said, I'll take you there. I'm not going to go in there, because it's boring. So I took him there, and I sat in the car, and he said, come on in, Roy. I said, okay. So I went in, and what I listened to was this. This is what I heard. a person boring me to death, feeble, and I have to stand up, sit down, and stand up and sit down, and stand up and sit down. And there's a little bit of music. I said, now what did you get from this? He says, look, I see what you mean, Roy, but I don't know where God is yet. See? So I see this as his house. Very nice. It's very nice. I thought that's very, very nice. It's the next best thing. But it isn't enough. Christians need to be more than puppets. You know, just educated, well, just educated animals that can speak. I don't mean to be rude, but you cannot teach religion if it's pure. Religion is intuitive. It comes from within. And a parent or any kind of preacher of any rank or persuasion, if the journey to redemption is true, then you cannot teach it. Because teaching is an intellectual process and a lot different from in the intuitive, well, I almost said equivalent, but it isn't quite, but let's use the word equivalent. One is from the heart of a person. So you may never have seen, let us assume that you never knew anything about religion at all, and you kept your innocence, and you weren't violated. Let's assume that's the case. And there are such situations, I'm sure. You would unfold, and assuming that there's cruelty and suffering going on around you, but somehow it hasn't affected you. Maybe you had a good father, whatever it is, but or mother, and they kept you from being violated. Generally speaking, children, when they come into the world, are violated by their own parents. Not that they purposely do it, but if they, whatever religion they come into, naturally or unnaturally, the parents want them, kids, to go to the same church or whatever, synagogue, mosque, any, and learn it and repeat it and edify that and live it. That is programming. That literally robs you of eternal life. And if you're comfortable with it, God help you. If you're comfortable with it, God help you. And he won't. With religion today, and I like Christianity in its purest sense. I love Judaism in its purest sense. Judaism is verses and chapters. It's not intuitive, even though they are intuitive. Jewish people are very intuitive, but there's still something missing. You could be intuitive, and because even wicked people can create bridges. Wicked engineers can do things. See, it's a gift that you have, and you can misuse it. You can misuse a gun. You can use a gun in the proper way, you kill the enemy. The enemy that wants to take down your family. Well, you can also be the enemy, see, that wants to kill you for being bright, shining brighter than him, even though you're not shining perfectly. The very idea of a God is threatening. The very idea that you practice something close to it and call it Christianity is threatening by itself. But what I'm trying to say, since the Pope Francis is here, is to look carefully at the attention that he gets. God bless him, naturally. I don't agree with his points of view, but what I do not like, what disturbs me, if I can be disturbed, is the fact that people are reacting like children, screaming and yelling all day long, and the process of going from one place to another, one cathedral to another, etc., going speaking before Congress and everything else, it's all excitement, it's hysterical, and it's hysterical is a hypnotic state. Now, in other words, it takes you away from the real and gives you the imposter. That's too hard. That is, if a person can give me a better word than that, but it gives you the imitation of it, the imitation of Christianity. And the imitation of Christianity is better than no Christianity. But to me, if the world is going to be a better place, we need to have a religion that really doesn't have to learn something from somebody. Because if you look around the world, even the Christian world, there's all different kinds of ways that they practice it. Different ways they find their God. No, there's only one way. Be still and know. It's written so simply, but to understand what it means to be still and know, that is a tremendous mystery to solve. I have resolved that problem. It's taken me my whole life. And only just recently have I been able to bring it down to just a few minutes. And if you see paintings of noble individuals as portrayed by artists with their eyes closed and looking up towards the sky and hands clasped together in a prayer-like fashion, there's something going on there that does not come down to us through the ages. The people in the first century of Jesus, Christians, are not the same as the ones today. If they were to appear today, they'd be persecuted by the Christians today. The today Christians would persecute the ones that died in the circuses in Rome. 800-866-8883. So you watched the Pope, you hear all the fanfare, he says nice things, and he represents Peter, isn't that right? And that's what the Pope represents. Peter. That's the Pope. Now, Peter was able to put his hands on someone and heal them. The apostles did. And when they didn't, Jesus says, "Oh, you weaklings." See? He would say words like that to them. Where's your faith? I want to see in Christianity healing, real healing. I don't want to see a Pope dying from Parkinson's disease. I want to see him cure Parkinson's disease. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, if Dan calls, hi Dan, if you want to call, I'd like to have a chat with you. Because I kicked your butt last night, and you deserve it, and you need to call me. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about you anyway. And You can have your friends listening. Steve, we're going to take our call from Steve. Yes. Hello, Steve. What can I do for you?
Roy, I'm glad to get you. I listen to you all the time. I think you do a great job.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm forced into a circumstance concerning my father, who has dementia, and he's 82 years old.
Yes.
Now, over the course of the last few years, my three siblings, all boys, have systematically taken turns to defraud him and steal his money.
But how come you didn't protect your father?
Well, the only way I was told that I could do this would be to turn them into the police. Now, I was also told that since he has some moments of being lucid, that he would have to cooperate with that. And he did not want to pursue legal action against his own children. So I got his elderly brother involved, who took over my father's financing and was able to keep them, my brothers, from taking any more money.
Yes.
But the problem I have now
is a pretty common problem, you know, more common than you realize. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, the police department have a department for elderly exploitation.
They
and
do.
Financial exploitation. But again, now what happened here is they got together and they went behind my back. They got a power of attorney and they took him to an assisted care living center, which I was hoping to keep him in his house, even though he had a fall. And I lived not too far. But his brother got involved, who now wants him in a nursing home facility. But now they're fighting over $150,000 that he has in the bank. They already stole his house, basically. And my lawyer is telling me to go to the police. And now
I'm sure you're telling me the truth. So I'm buying it as
anything.
Yeah, I'm buying it as the truth. And
right.
I don't know who you are, but I see that you're decent. I do see
the black sheep of the family.
Never mind what people think of you. You've got to do the right thing.
All right.
Okay. And you have to swear off. You have to swear off. You know, in a sense, not to have it in your mind that it will come to you. It still needs to be shared properly and the stealing part forgotten. But they really need a heavy hand on them now.
Okay. Now, since I've done this in the past, I didn't take any action and I did a lot of praying and asking God.
No, this is not. God is in you. And if you're asking me, you're asking the God in me.
Yes.
And my God in me nods his head and says, what I just said.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
A thief is a thief.
That's why I called you, because I knew you would tell me the truth.
Yes, it has nothing to do with being brothers or anything like that. It has to do with the fact that you can't be tied to them. Because you see what you're saying, you're codependent on their approval. You're codependent by the evolution of family,
right.
Or evolution of family, whichever way
yes.
you want to put it. See, but they need to have a good their little butts spanked.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so I would do the same thing to my own son.
Okay. I mean, my dad does want to do it sometimes, but then sometimes you don't. And now, my one brother, as a result...
Your father needs protection. Your father needs protection. And those boys, while he still lives, needs to see how he should have... He should not have allowed them. In other words, what your father has done has spoiled them.
Right.
Am I correct?
Thank you. Yes, I think you're right.
And so therefore he doesn't like to admit that he spoiled them, so he lets them go. And the more he lets them go, the more sinister it becomes.
Yeah, well, as a result, my one brother now is a full-blown drug addict because of all this.
Yeah, so. But of course he's got guilt.
So I guess this is where it all ends up.
You could say to him, you could say to your older brother, did you say it was your older brother? Yes.
No, they're all younger than me.
All younger than me. You could say it to the one that's taking drugs. He says, you know why you're taking drugs? You're guilty as hell. That's all you need to say.
I told him that.
And then, well, you have no other choice but then to do the right thing for your dad.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What I was trying to say is, he has done this to himself.
Yeah, I said that too.
I know. So you're the survivor. So the only chance they have now is the father is too weak to spank him and to set him straight, which he should as a man. So he enabled them to be what they are. And so if you love your brothers, you need to take the role of father.
I got
it. Heavenly father within you, because only you can, you're the only person that could stop their future. Because their future doesn't look very good. And you're the only person that could guide them away. And whether they hate you or love you, it doesn't make any difference. The outcome to you should not deter you.
I'm not worried about them liking me because we haven't had a real relationship.
Then you don't really need to call me about it.
Well, no. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
No, that was my fear, though, Roy, is this. I have a conscience. And I'm afraid that if I go ballistic with the police, one of them might commit suicide.
Well, then, so be it.
Okay. Right. I'm afraid of, you know, I'm just afraid of my, am I doing the right thing? That's all.
All right. Let me tell you what my principles are. Now, I'm in the business of telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and holding to it. And I couldn't find the right words. And so I've said many times on this radio program, and I've done it, what I'm about to say to you, I have done these things, and this is my attitude, whether it's a brother, a butcher, a baker, the candlestick maker, it could be anybody. But you know, you have to be pure in your heart when you do this. It's the purity of your heart that produces one of two things. And I'll tell you what happens if you don't have the purity of heart. Let's do it in the positive way first. And there's a negative side to this positive way. You stand your ground and accuse them of this. And as they get worse, they hate you more. The more they hate you, the sicker they become. The more they're sicker they become, the more they hate you because they can't get the best of you. And then they try again to get the best of you and get even with you, and you still hold your ground as long as it takes. And what's happening is you are getting into them without trying to. And they're getting into you by force and will, and the will that's in you is overcoming their will, and you do not realize that what's coming through you, what you do not feel, you only feel that you're standing your ground. That's all you feel. It's going to do one of two things. It's going to cure them or destroy them quickly, even suicide. Whether they drop dead or get better, it shouldn't make any difference to you, because it will be the right thing for you to have done.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life. It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Those who have just joined me, I have a gentleman on the line that three of his brothers are milking the father, who's 82 years old, has lost his memory. And so whether he should take him to the police. And I'm saying, yes, he should. And that's the, and there's a very important lesson here. Now I want to bring Steve in. Steve, I want to continue my conversation because I think I could do it just better rather than just talk to the audience and try to give them what they may never heard. they'll understand our conversation anyway. Did you hear lately? Do you watch Fox News?
No, I don't watch any news. I only listen to the internet, and I listen to your program. I don't trust.
All right. Well, let me. I like to listen to Megyn Kelly. I think she's a good good talk show host.
I know who they are. I mean, yeah.
Let me just go
yeah,
with this.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, on her news, which made news, that three boys tried to murder their father. And it didn't say what it's for, but I assume they want to murder him, either to get even to his cruelty, but that's three of them. That doesn't make sense. To me, it would be money, just like you. It's possible that if you don't put your foot down, something like that could happen to your father.
No, they're trying to kill him now.
I don't understand that. They are slowly but surely killing him. They're pressuring him. He doesn't know how to deal with it.
Nope.
You see? So they are killing him, but you can't take that to court.
No.
See that?
I have proof that they embezzled. They refinanced his house, and they forged documents. They stole $180,000, and now they have another $150,000, and they're bloodthirsty. I can't believe that these people are even related.
I know. So, you see, what you do now is intercede. And interceding, you may not succeed in preventing it, but you do the right thing. The outcome is not your business. The outcome is only...
The outcome is not my business. I understand that.
Okay, fair.
But let me ask you one question, and I know you deal with this all the time. I feel like it's tearing me up because I want to get even with them so bad.
I know, but then you got the wrong motive. Then you need some help.
Okay. I know I need help. That's why I'm calling you. I've needed help my whole life. I know I'm crazy.
I know. So really, you're jealous of them, basically, or you hate them. In either way, you're all broken. Your father has no future. You have no future. They don't have any future. But you have a future because you did the right thing. And if you do the right thing for the right reasons and get that out of your system and apologize to them, you've got to actually apologize to them, say, listen, I've been hating you for this, I'm sorry. Oh, you mean you want to join us? I said, no, I want to stop you. And I've already turned you into the police. Sorry about that. But I had to change my attitude towards you. I don't know whether I was jealous. I don't know whether I was angry with you. What you're hurting my father. But your father brought it on himself.
Yep.
He brought it on himself. But the point is, they're all wrong. But you can't fix your father. He's gone.
No.
But you can intercede. And whether that interceding succeeds or not, it's not your business. It's your business to call a spade, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right, yep.
That's all there is to it. And then walk away.
And see what happens. Should I walk away from my dad, too?
No, I want to walk away from the guilt.
Right.
See, if you do not do this properly, if you do it with anger, you'll be troubled by that 100 times.
Oh, it's got me very upset to the point where...
But the point is that then you can't do anything then. And then you're part of the problem.
Then I'm part of the problem. That's why I decided to...
And then the outcome will be much worse. And for you as well.
So you think I should apologize to them?
Well, you could if you want to. You could. Or just do it. Just do it. But you have to learn... to do it, you have to sit, meditate, and find the inner strength to do it because it's right to do it, and not because you're angry they're getting away with it. It's more than that. It's called love. Right's right, wrong's wrong. It's not about money. It's about right and wrong, and your courageousness into standing up and not worrying about the outcome. It's God will see to the outcome. You've done your job. That's all you need to do.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. May I suggest this? It's come to my attention, as naive as I've been, that I keep saying that I'm 6 o'clock in the evening, p.m., Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Come to find out, that's not the case with most of the stations. They put it somewhere else. They put it Sunday morning, they put it, you know, 3 o'clock in the evening. I don't know what they do with it. They do it once a week. So that doesn't do me any good. So what we're going to do is, if you will follow me, it'll be much easier, is locate FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. And we use that as the radio station, because it can be heard everywhere in the world at once, everybody listening. And the refeeds goes together. So you can hear it on your local radio, so that's nice. And if it doesn't, if you can't get it, and you happen to be driving your car and you don't know where it is, that use your iPhone, download the apps, and what's the iPhone and the Android, and you'll have it with you forever, please God. I don't know about forever, but anyway. And you can tune to me anytime you want and listen to it anytime you want. It's your convenience. So you don't have to sit up all night, etc., etc., etc. So FHU.com, and right on the, it's very simple. I have a Sunday morning program on science, how God created the universe. That's 2 hours of pure science that you can understand, that the physics teachers won't understand. Those with education will be horrified. But it'll get to them, don't worry. So you can actually watch the video of Sunday morning conversations, 2 hours of video, in addition to what I've been saying, weekdays. Please support the Foundations of Human Understanding. I'm very blunt and forthright. I do not hold back. You may not like what I'm saying about Christianity. See, because it's not sing-song and rituals. Those, are programming. See, Christians shouldn't do it to Christians. Christian pastors should not do it. They should live, be the example of what their congregation needs to be. The reason why, perhaps, and I'm hoping this is so with you, that the reason why you like my show, if you like it, because there are two types of people, you either like it, and you say, well, I never heard that before. See, what I'm doing is not preaching the gospel. I'm castigating you. I'm not angry, but I'm opening the wounds. I'm getting you to become enlightened as to what's going on in your own head and the reason why you can't fix it. Why you're going everywhere and getting nowhere. It seems like the angels with fiery swords are keeping you from understanding your mind, while those people, the kind of people I speak about in one of the chapters in my book, called Surviving the Comfort Zone, in the chapter 3, to serve is to rule. And I just want to read you this paragraph. As I said in my last chapter, and as you yourself may have noticed, the world is generally run, for the most part, by imbeciles, dictators, bureaucrats of all kinds. These people don't want you to find the truth, and who needs them? So such inferior types slide easily, almost naturally, into positions of authority and power. Once firmly entrenched, they begin to eat away at the vitality of democracy. while living high on the hog themselves. So how does a state of affairs like this come about? And then you need to read my book, Surviving the Comfort Zone, 800-866-8883. So let me just capture you for just a little bit. Do you understand that I'm not a preacher? Do you understand I'm just an ordinary guy that has no degrees in anything, but have discovered techniques? Well, the word technique is maybe a bad word, but instead of me being a pure Jesus who was able to do the same things, because we only if you put all of Jesus' words together, it'll only take a half an hour to read. So he must have said much more to his followers about, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the criticism, see. But then how do you do that? Do you do it because he said so? Or do you do it because who said it? It's not the words themselves. You can read those words, do unto others what was done unto you, and you can put a nice show and make a good show of that. And be very good and people be good to you. Pretty soon, you're doing more and more and more. They're doing less and less for themselves. And as you do more and more and more, let's say you're a father and you come back from Vietnam and you feel guilty because you've been away, this, whatever reason it is, and you realize you had a naughty, bad life, and I'm thinking about somebody on my wife's side. Brother just died of leukemia. He gave too much of himself because he was so guilty. Just like the gentleman just called me just now, the father was guilty. He tried to be too nice to his family, and he spoiled all three of them. And one of the sons was talking to me about that, concerning whether you should snitch on him and put him in jail. But the father, in a sense, was doing too much for those, for his own family, too much. And because my wife's brother, I had an altercation and I had to knock him out, by the way. But we became good friends, and he's a nice Christian, but he gave too much of himself. Pretty soon, he was beginning to help everybody in the family until he had 14 or 15 siblings that none of the family really cared, so he was taking care of them, and it took all of his life force. And that's what causes, you know, certain kinds of cancer. All right. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about Dan. Are you listening to me, Dan? Because you've been on my show about five times with a lump in your, according to what you say, a lump of cancer in your lung. I'll tell you what I've been hoping you'd see. That, well, how can I say this? You come across to me as I'm listening to you. I'm telling my audience who've been listening to me, for you and me talk, about how you go about getting better, and you're telling me that it gets better 1 minute. But anyway, unless you've heard the conversations over the period of time, it's not easy to compound it and compact it in a few words. But I say to you and my audience, the reason why I let you on the air is either you are playing me, or you are acting on behalf of the medical association to accuse me of practicing medicine without a license. I hear you play that. Either you are dumb and you don't get it, but I smell a rat. And I've been playing you for a long time because I know the game. It's happened to me before. And I just want to let you know, and those in the medical association who put you up to such a thing, I can hear it. Something isn't kosher. But I'm playing with you, hoping that you're real. But you're not. So you don't need to call me anymore. except to apologize. Okay. So let me now, let me having said that, I needed to say that all along, but I was hoping that he would be real, but he isn't. He's just setting me up on the radio. That happened to me how many years ago? Many, many years ago. Let me see. Oh, well, let's say 50 years ago. Maybe 45. I'll tell you in just a few minutes.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, this is program 666. And 866. That's it. No, that's not it. That's the only number. I'm looking at let me give you the phone number to call me. 800-866-8883. I was looking at the wrong line. It's 8413. That's what it is. If you want to get a copy of this program, you call my office, 800-877-3227. I was talking about something that happened to me God knows how many years ago in Houston, Texas. I had opened I opened up the Institute of Hypnosis, and I was the proprietor there. And I practiced it for about 6 years or seven. It's been a long time. And one day a person walked in, and it was $100 in those days, equivalent to $1,000. And you can come as many times as you want till you get better. And so this person walks in and does not sign, away. He doesn't sign anything that I'm not practicing medicine, right? I'm just helping you to overcome a problem. And he says to the secretary, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'll sign it. And she was a really weak vessel, and she let him in. And so here was the problem. He said, I'm an alcoholic. I said, how's your father? He says, he was an alcoholic too. I said, you hate your father? And, right, yes. And so you become your father, believe it or not, whether you like it or not. And you're doing the same thing as him. You're in his shoes. That was actually accurate, an accurate scenario. However, two police officers come in and accuse me of practicing medicine without a license. Hypnosis is not a practice of medicine. You can't cure anybody, because I knew it then. Because the way I help people is to awaken them from hypnotic state. Nearly everybody lives in a hypnotic state. Nearly everybody on earth. Controlled by despots and miscreants, the kind of people I was talking about, generally run mostly by imbeciles, dictators, bureaucrats of all kinds in my book here. Anyway, so I've never, had a problem like this. So then I had somebody, an attorney, rises up and says, I'll help you for free. He was just a person looking for fame. So therefore, three other hypnotists got free from the same thing, except for me. I went to jail for 30 days. But then guess what happened? I went in jail. I was helping. First of all, when I came in there, the inmates in the big area, they heard of me, and it was like the parting of the Red Seas. You think I'd be afraid of them? No. They're afraid that I would make them talk in their sleep, I suppose. And then it formed two groups. One group I was able to help, and the headlines in the newspapers said, hypnotist practices cells. What was it? Prohibitive practice? Spells in cells, yes. Hypnotist practices spells in cells. And people were bringing their kids to the jail for me to help them. So the warden calls me and says, look, Roy, this is it. This is political. Would you please just knock it off? I didn't. So they put me in solitary confinement. But they let me have 10 days off for good behavior, believe it or not. But what did the people, what did the kids, young people in the jails do? The young people that I helped, which was quite a number of them, to overcome their problems, heal them. No medicine. Just like some kind of magic that I was learning. Beyond hypnosis, that's why I'm trying to get you to know that hypnosis doesn't do it. It's the state you're in. But let me get back to the story. And so the inmates got together. I could afford to buy a chicken for myself if I wanted to. They got together and made sure I had chicken every day. That's how they, it was very positive, and the wardens just let me go out 10 days for good behavior. You couldn't wait to get rid of me. I wouldn't stop, not even in jail. So I'm not a bad guy, but I know the game. I do better than most doctors, even though I need a doctor myself once in a while. I understand the cause of disease. And also, I have the power to heal. And if you've watched, if you've ever come to my seminars, in the olden days I've done more of them, less these days, but you can watch me do my program. Now, this weekend coming is all about science. I'm a theoretical physicist without a degree. If I had a degree, I wouldn't have any brains. I wouldn't have any brain. The less educated I am, the more interested, the more open, more clearly I can see what needs to be seen. I've always rejected education. Reading, writing, arithmetic, that was enough for me. I don't need the arithmetic, so I don't even count my change. See, basically. Reading and writing, thank you. That's all I needed, and intuition. And over 50 years I've written close to 100 books. If you put all them together, there's 20 available right now. And on physics. But the latest one, I've kept to myself. But a little bit of it, I'll be talking about on Sunday. So you're going to hear me ad lib, without any notes, exactly how the universe began. And you'll have the delight of your life. Because I'm going to take what they cannot see, because they cannot see because they're educated. They're programmed to other people's opinions and barely can have one for themselves. To that degree, they are educated. To that degree, they cannot see for themselves. They have to go on being just very mechanical. Okay, so here we go. FHU.com/donate. If you like to call my office, up to it'll be open basically by a volunteer I've known for years and years and years. 800-877-3227. You want to buy a book, you get a pamphlet, and I'm recommending you get this one, Surviving the Comfort Zone. I've been reading little bits and pieces of it over the past two days. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.